Soccer's World Cup was once played here. Now a global disease is treated here. At a field hospital next to Brazil's biggest stadium, one woman's heart has just stopped. She was brought back to life, but more than 50 have died here in 2 weeks.
This is one of seven field hospitals going up in Rio alone. The problem is, they just can't be built fast enough.
Another wing is ready to open. 200 patients waiting. Ambulances arriving. Doctors have only one word for it.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Now, President Trump has slapped a travel ban, barring any foreigner from entering the US from Brazil, starting late Tuesday. His ally, Brazil's president, joined anti-lockdown protesters as the death toll topped 20,000. He took off his mask, hugged children, and called for restrictions to end. Freedom, he said, above all else. Earlier, he was heckled. Killer, one woman shouted. In the tightly packed homes of Brazil's biggest slum, the virus is on a rampage, lockdown or not. This woman names four friends who've died. Amid this poverty, it's spreading faster in this country than anywhere.
Almost 1,000 people are now dying here every day, and many doctors have told me they believe Brazil is a week or two away from its peak of infections.